The Holy Gospel, according to John, the 20th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
When it was evening on that day, the first day of the week, and the doors of the house where the disciples had met were locked for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." When he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained." But Thomas, who was called the twin, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the mark of the nails in his hands, and put my finger in the mark of the nails and my hand in his side, I will not believe." A week later, his disciples were again in the house, and Thomas was with them. Although the doors were shut, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands. Reach out your hand and put it in my side. Do not doubt, but believe." Thomas answered him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have come to believe." Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written so that you may come to believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that through believing you may have life in his name. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Have you ever thought that something was too good to be true? So it must not be true. But you did want it to be true. And people make promises, especially if they're selling something. We can all count the promises. Take this supplement and you'll be younger and the miraculous will occur. Or buy this stock or use this financial advisor and you'll make hundreds of thousands of dollars. And, you know, all those things that should come with fine print. But the gospel today is something that is true. It is good and it is true. And there's no fine print. In today's Gospel of John, it's the evening of Sunday following the crucifixion. And as our gospel says, we find the disciples in a locked room, demoralized with fear. John doesn't really specify the 12 because he often uses the disciples to include others that may be present too. But even though Jesus had told them what was to happen, and perhaps they had already, should have, heard the news from the women at the tomb, Mary Magdalene, John, and the disciple whom Jesus loved had been. And yet, still, that Easter, we call Easter Sunday, they were gathered together, afraid, and in a locked room. And Jesus comes to them. Jesus passes through the locked doors. Jesus passes through the locked doors of our hearts and the hearts of others. And Jesus brings peace. And it's a peace that passes understanding, as we know. It's a peace in the midst of the storm, in the midst of the hurricane, we can still hold on to. Well, Jesus had said that his words and his actions would prove who he was. And John talks about that, right? So the disciples had seen these signs, these miracles, these words. They had been with Jesus and seen him. And so all of that points the Jesus identity, and yet they were still locked in the room. They were still afraid. So think about that. I mean, I think it's impossible for us to imagine how overwhelming that is. They were at the linchpoint of history, a unique event and a new reality. We've had 2,000 years to think about this, to read it, to hear it. But it was overwhelming. So, as Jesus says, "Peace be with you." And he says, "As the Father has sent me, so I send you." Jesus' ministry was in about a 4 by 6 mile, most of it, in a 4 by 6 mile area in Galilee. So Jesus, hundreds, perhaps thousands of people saw and heard Jesus. But Jesus came to make God known to the world. That was Jesus' mission. And it was through the power of the Holy Spirit at Jesus' baptism. So, So Jesus promised the Holy Spirit to us. And it's that gift that transforms the disciples and to us. So again, Jesus needs disciples. That's why he made disciples, to carry that message, to show God to the world. And to empower the disciples, the Holy Spirit is given to them and to us. And it is this power, not our own power, that we depend on. So this is kind of a peak point in John's Gospel. And we're told that Thomas wasn't with the other disciples. And it's interesting, Thomas really only speaks in John's Gospel. He speaks in chapter 11 when Jesus is talking about going back to Judea. And the disciples are all afraid that they'll all be killed, because they know that's what the priests and scribes want. And Thomas says, "Let us go with him, that we may die also." And then Thomas speaks again at another point in chapter 14 of John, when Jesus is talking about where he is going, and that you do not know the way. And Thomas says, "Lord, how will we know the way?" And that's when Jesus says, "I'm the way, the truth, and the life." And so Thomas plays this key role that John wants to make sure he tells us about. And it happens again here, at really kind of the pinnacle of John's Gospel, when Thomas shows up and says, "I won't believe unless I get the physical proof." Now, you know, we call Thomas Doubting Thomas, but in fact, all Thomas is asking for is what the disciples got, too, the physical presence of Jesus. We don't know why Thomas wasn't there that previous Sunday. Maybe he had to grieve alone. Maybe Thomas needed to be alone to just deal with everything that was going on. That happens to us sometimes, too, when we feel overwhelmed by events. We want to go off, you know, when exactly what we need is to be in community. When exactly what we most need when we want to skip church is to be in that community, to be in church, to be carried along. And sometimes that can be more than a week. Sometimes we need to be carried along for quite some time. And it seems like that's the hardest thing to do. But we know that that's what we need. We need to depend on others. But we so much want to do it all ourselves. And that was kind of the case with Thomas. I want to see. And Jesus showed up. Jesus showed up, like Jesus always does. And he said, "Peace," again to Thomas. And we're not told that Thomas touches the wounds. But the encounter with Jesus is enough. And Thomas explains this most, the highest confession in the Gospels. My Lord and my God. It's a relational expression that Thomas recognizes the divinity and what Jesus has meant to them, to Thomas. So, we look at this and see that Jesus then speaks above Thomas's head and the disciples' head to you, to me, and to us as a group, as a community of faith, when he says, "Blessed are those who have not seen and yet believe." And so Jesus was talking to all of us. And the presence of the Holy Spirit went on to make all the difference. It's interesting that it took the disciples a little bit of time, right? Still, in spite of all of that. And so sometimes, yeah, we can be like Thomas. Maybe it's not. Sometimes I wonder, maybe it's not doubts that I have, but it's questions that can't be answered that I have. It's an understanding that I want, but my faith is what has to carry me. And the Holy Spirit gives us that power, that strength, that faith that makes all the difference in our lives and in the lives of people we touch. And so I believe today, for many reasons, and many of those reasons are right here and in the past. It's because of people, because of other believers. It's because I encounter Jesus in the water and the bread and the wine. And so, thanks be to God. Thanks be to God for our Lord and Savior, for the Holy Spirit given to us to be sent as the children lead us out today. Amen.